You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to a special festive edition of Woodman Corner, the West Bromwich Albion podcast that doesn't bore you to tears by talking about what's just happened or what's going to happen in the next game. I am Graham Brown. I'm here with my co-host, Joe Chapman. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm very well, Graham. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. I thought I'd start by being not very festive and being mean about other people. So thanks as ever for joining us on this podcast. Generally, those of you who've joined us before would know that what we do is we bring in someone who's related to the club. We ask them often quite inappropriate questions and we solicit them saying things that they probably wouldn't say anywhere else. It's going to be a bit different today, Joe. What's happening?
There is going to be... we've got a bit of everything, haven't we, really? We've got a quiz,
first
and foremost, which is something I'm very much looking forward to because I'm going to be the recipient.
That's right. I shall be quizzing Joe. He's already quizzed me and proved I know very little about the Albion. I've created a special quiz. It's an A to Z of modern Albion players and staff, so we'll see what he knows about that. We're actually going to do this on Facebook Live in a minute so we can get other fans involved. Before then, we're going to talk about what we would do in January. The January transfer window is around the corner. Albion are struggling low down in the Premier League. History says actually that what you do in January makes very little difference, but still fundamentally this is the opportunity we have to make change at the Albion, and there's some big questions. So shall we launch into that? Question one, Johnny Evans, do you sell him, Joe?
He's the hot topic, isn't he, at the moment? Of course, he's clearly Albion's biggest asset financially. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking if there's an offer of £25 million comes in, then you'd be hard-pressed to turn it down, really. It depends, of course, what time of the month that actually would take place at, say, City or Arsenal fancy coming in, or even Everton now that they've got a new manager with a new idea and he's going to get a big budget, no doubt, Allardyce. So I'd be thinking to myself, if £25 million to come in fairly early on in the January window, knowing that Albion need to improve one or two areas around the squad, I think you take it, personally. I think he's been absolutely outstanding, generally, for us for 2.5 years, but...
I think probably more than that. I think he's probably the best player who's ever played centre-half for the Albion. You know, he's not played 400 games like Ali Robertson has, but he is a tremendously gifted player. I probably come along probably similar to you. I think if you can spend... You know, he's a bloke in his late 20s. It's going to be expensive to tie down to another contract. If we can get, maybe 30 million, that'd be great. I suppose the truth is, it doesn't really matter what we sell him for. It matters what we replace him for. By which I mean, if we were to sell him for the same price as it costs us to buy Ben Mee, then I don't think it's necessarily a success. If we were to sell him, buy Ben Mee for 15 million quid and have 15 million quid to spend, that could be a good deal, which kind of brings you on to who would replace him with. I've put down three names. What do you think of these? Mangala, Flint and me.
Well, first Mangala. I've seen Mangala a few times live in the last few weeks and he scares the living daylights out of me as a defender. I'm not sure whether he's comfortable enough playing in a team like that, what is being required of him from Pep Guardiola. We've seen Evans as a perfect example of a player that can really stand out at a mid-table team, at having come from a bigger club where he's one of many and becomes the main man. So in that case, Mangala, it might fit, but he didn't appear particularly keen in the summer when Albion were interested in him. So that's the other thing as well, trying to convince a player in the space of 4 weeks to come to a club and ultimately help us out of a relegation battle.
So have you got a name? Who's
I just can't see where... I can't see Ben Mee wanting to leave Burnley the way they're going at the minute.
Yep.
As much as I like him, I think he's very, very good. I'm struggling, to be honest with you, in terms of 15 million pound replacement that is a Premier League quality.
We can come back to that. So we can segue to the thing that's that me and Joe are going to argue the most about.
Can we get segues in this office, please?
I would sell Hal Robson-Kanu or give him away or do whatever you will. But for me, he's not a Premier League striker. And I think if you look up front for Albion, none of them look particularly effective. But I think Rondon plausibly does a job. Yeah, I think if you could find 30 million for Rondon, sell him, great. But I don't think that's ever happening again. Rondon does a job. I think Rodriguez is probably the one that would score the most goals if he was given the opportunity. For me, Robson-Kanu isn't a Premier League striker.
Well, I'm not going to suggest that he should be playing 90 minutes week in, week out. But I've, in the last, say, 4 or 5 weeks, particularly since Tony Pulis left, very much like Rondon, actually, I've seen just glimpses of Robson-Kanu, and I think to myself, wow, he's a pretty handy footballer. He's not always been playing in his favourite position. I was impressed with his cameo, particularly at Wembley against Tottenham. I think he's got very, very good feet. You know, he's quite nimble, but he's not particularly easily forced off the ball. I think he's an okay player. He's not going to get you 15 goals a season, but I don't think anybody ever expected that of him.
No.
And I'm not suggesting not at the same time.
He was an obscure Premier League signing from the offer. I think you're right. Yeah. He hasn't let anyone down. I just don't think we should have ever signed him in the
first place. That's a viable argument. I mean, you know, he just smacked of a bit of desperation at the end of the small window, didn't he? But that's not me saying that Albion forward line should be strengthened. Of course it should be. There's clearly not enough goals in there.
Well, let's get on to that. So Danny Ings is a player we've been linked with.
I'm just worried about his injuries. Oh, Jay Rodriguez has obviously had his injury problems, and he has fared pretty well the first half of the season in terms of fitness. Mm-hmm. But to juggle the pair of them, and, you know, it's a risk, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, he's not for me, Ings. He's a player that I thought looked sort of a useful player. But when I look for strikers now, like I talked about Rondon before, he does a job. He's there to be strong, to play back to goal and to hold it up and so on. I think if you know, we're in an era of lone strikers now, and I think that's a problem that Jay Rodriguez has had for Albion, that he's not a wide player, and he's not really a lone striker, so he struggles to find his way. My fear is it's the same for Ings, really. I don't think he's got the physicality to be a... I think he's a player that needs to play off another striker, and that doesn't really exist anymore. So for me, he isn't a player I'd sign. I'd actually sooner sign Daniel Sturridge than Danny Ings.
I like Daniel Sturridge. I've always thought he's a very, very, very good footballer. He's one of England's best forwards when he's fit and firing. But again, like Ings, how often is he fit and firing?
No, that's true. The reason I say it's more of kind of the nature of it, really. What we lack up front for the Albion is someone who will play on the last man. Yeah, you poke the ball through, he'll get through and score a goal. An Odin Wingy type of player.
I've got a name for you then. And it would mean a change in system for Brad and Pardew. It'd be the old days of 4-4-2. Dwight Gale?
Not for me. For the reason that I don't think it's plausible to change systems. I don't think a team like Albion can be outnumbered in midfield. I think they need to find a front man that can... A mobile target man, if you will. I don't know that Daniel Sturridge is that kind of person. But, you know, a front man that can lead the line and create enough uncertainty amongst the centre-halves that they have to mark him.
Yeah. You need a Jamie Vardy type player, don't you?
Yeah, Vardy.
Vardy would be absolutely perfect, but for the fact that there's not a Canel's chance that we'll be signing him in January.
Exactly. Right, so on to the next thing, Nasser Chadli. You get offered £20 million for Nasser Chadli. What do you do?
I'm convinced that he, you know, on his day, Nasser Chadli is still one of the best footballers at the club. Mm-hmm. And you don't know with the new management now. Alan Pardew spoke very, very highly of him already without actually even seeing him on the training pitch, and has talked about his qualities in the past. Now he's been impressed with him when he was at Tottenham and Belgium, blah, blah, blah. I just wonder whether Pardew, being more bold, being a little bit more attack-minded, might offer Chadli the chance to kind of recapture that form that we all wanted to see from him.
You know. So you're turning down the £20 million?
It depends who it's coming from.
Swansea.
All right, okay. I think you turn it down. You don't want to give Swansea any reason to have one up on you, you know, in this relegation battle.
I think at the risk of overly agreeing, I think exactly what you said, that I don't think Chadley hasn't been a £20 million player for Albion, but then he's only played under Tony Pulis for the Albion.
Yeah.
And I think he's kind of a bit of a great hope really coming back. We obviously need a number 10, someone who can stitch it together, yeah, and he has that capacity to do it.
And you've got Morrison to come back as well, so Morrison is still, I think, the most natural number 10 in the club at the moment.
Yeah,
I think Chadley can play everywhere, Morrison's definitely better suited playing beyond the striker, and so, it'd just be nice for someone to get near Rondon, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we'll probably agree. The £20 million for Chadley is the common sense thing to do.
Mm. It's boring agreeing though, isn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't fall out with Pardew to sell it, but I just sort of think there's so many things that need doing, and I think if you sold Chadley for £20 million, you'd probably buy an inferior Chadley for £10 million in replacement, certainly when you're in the bottom three.
So what do you do? Okay, say hypothetically speaking, January 1st comes round, and on January the 1st, Swansea and Man City launch bids of a combined total of £45 million for Evans and Chadley. Do you then go, ER Allen, there's £45 million, you've got 30 days to save our season?
No, I think it's all about context, really. It's all about if you sell a player, who you're going to replace him with. That's what kind of happens at the last minute. That's why they won't accept on the first day. They shouldn't sell either Evans or Chadley if they can't. You know, you're not going to replace Evans with a better player, but if they can't replace him with an adequate replacement, and you know, an adequate replacement for Johnny Evans is a very, very, very good player. They're not going to get that in the first week of January.
No.
So I just feel like that, you know, at the end of the day, in the position we're in now, we need to only sell when we can replace better. The other thing I would say is I would probably be having a look at a right back.
Right, okay. You've got Craig Dawson to come back, so it'll be interesting to see whether Pardew goes straight to him, whether he sticks with Neom, who, to be honest, hasn't been. He just simply hasn't been at his best in the last few weeks, really. I think he's been a bit of a weak link in recent weeks.
I wouldn't take it as read that Pardew will see Dawson as a right back, you know,
or as a first choice player.
In that he isn't. Well, I think Dawson could very, very well walk in, and he'll certainly be putting. I think he'll put pressure on the guards. I think he probably will play right back, because I think Noam's has been a weak link. But I would wonder whether or not, you know, he'd want a functional right back, and a name I noted down, Sanya.
Still out of work,
as I understand it. Yeah,
I think it's the age thing as well, isn't it? As well, you kind of, it's a bit of a stopgap.
Yeah,
you know, he's about 34 now, so plenty of Premier League experience. But is he again like Mangala? Would he be willing to just turn up and slug it out for 6 months? And
That's the kind of the interesting backdrop to all this, isn't it? That Albion are a bottom three Premier League team at the moment, and probably will be when we're going into January.
Rewind 12 months, and it was the polar opposite.
Yeah.
You'd have been able to attract these kind of players.
Yeah, so what are the objectives of these players that are coming, and probably makes the likely storage and that probably a bit unfeasible. It's going to be interesting times. You got any other names you want to throw at us before we move on to the quiz?
I think you can rule out Troy Deeney.
Yeah,
that's finally dead in the water.
I'm happy with.
That's I think that any hopes of that move reignited in January died when Tony Pulis left the club. So
yeah,
that will please a lot of Albion fans. I think from especially speaking to a lot of Albion fans regarding that link, there were a number that weren't particularly excited by it.
It's the wrong time. I think it's a good time for Watford to sell, bad time for someone to buy, personally.
I still think we missed out on Andre Gray, to be honest.
So do I. Yeah, couldn't agree more. Well, that talking about the kind of Sturridge sort of player, someone who you poke the ball through, yeah, might get onto it, might score.
Pace.
We miss Peter Oden Wingy.
Yeah.
okay, great. Well, let's move on to the next thing now, which is a quiz which I have specially prepared for you. Which is A to Z quiz, 26 questions about recent Albion players and staff. Let's see what you know about the Albion then. Right then, people. Question number one, or question A, as you should be known.
I should be able to answer, yeah.
So A is for Ahmed. Ahmed Agassi played for two Italian teams, including one on loan. Half a point for each. Name them.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to guess at one that I'm pretty confident on, and I'm going to say Fiorentina.
Yep.
Right. Now I'm a little bit struggling, because I'm trying to remember who else he might have played for in Serie A. I remember him being injured for a lot of the time that he was over there.
Certainly true.
I'm going to have a stab in the dark, unfortunately. I'm going to go with Cagliari.
It's Fiorentina and Perugia. Well done, Samuel Roberts, for getting Fiorentina. B is for Barry. Barry with two R's. Gareth Barry. Where did Gareth Barry start his career?
Down the road, wasn't it? Or was it?
You're a young man. So.
No. Well, I mean, the obvious answer is Aston Villa, isn't it? Is that correct?
Yeah, is that your answer?
No. You're sowing doubt in my mind now. I'm trying to think where he might have come from before then. Was it Brighton?
It was Brighton. You have 1.5 points.
On the South Coast.
C is for Clark. Who was Steve Clark's first Premier League game against?
Oh, what a day. I mean, I take this for granted that I remember it so well, but it wasn't a game I was going to forget in a hurry. That was the hammering of Liverpool.
That's correct. 3-0 victory against Liverpool. Maybe this question's a too easy. D is for Dan. So throw in your answers, should you know them out there. D's for Dan. Dan Ashworth is still a popular character at the Hawthorns. Which club did he play for? He didn't actually play. I should come clean here. He never actually played for them, but he played youth football for them.
Youth football?
Yep.
Was it an injury that ended his career before it even got going?
No, I don't want to be mean to Dan, but maybe he was just never that good at football.
He's found his calling anyway.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to go with Norwich City.
Oh, hello. He's pulled it out of the bag. It is Norwich City.
Did I cut the mustard? Did you get it?
No one else has got it, so you're doing okay. All right. He is for Ellington. Nathan Ellington left the club for Watford. He had several failed loan spells and eventually left for another Championship team for whom he scored no goals whatsoever. Who were they?
Wow. I mean, you're talking kind of back end of the last decade. So, I'm going to go with Preston North End?
No, it was Ipswich.
Ipswich, wow.
On to the next question. F. F is for Foster. Ben Foster is from the Midlands. Which town?
He is. I believe he still lives there now. Even when he was at Man United, he's I don't think he's ever left. That's Leamington Spa.
You are correct. Ben Foster is from Leamington Spa. Okay, next question is... Oh, G. G, of course, would have to be for Gary. That would be Ian Gary Megson.
Naturally.
This is an absolute gift. Who was Gary Megson's final game as manager of Albion in his first stint against?
It's the same answer as I gave you about 30 seconds ago, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. I was thinking Norwich. That was the last home game. It was against Crystal Palace.
It was, of course, against Crystal Palace. Junichi Inamoto's famous interjection.
That was, not a good day.
Which H is it? Name the England under-17 right-back the Albion signed from Portsmouth in 2010.
Oh, wow, what a question.
It's a H.
H, yeah. Portsmouth. I don't think he made much of an impact, anyway.
Anyone out there know this?
Yep, I know. It was James Hurst.
It was James Hurst. You're doing very well. I is for the already mentioned Inamoto.
Mm-hmm.
Who did the Albion loan Junichi Inamoto to?
Two?
Yep.
Wow. He had spells at Fulham and Arsenal. I don't think he came to Albion from Fulham or Arsenal. Right, so it would have been in England, I'm guessing. Cardiff.
It was Cardiff.
Was it?
How dare you?
Say I should correct myself. It wasn't in England. It was in Wales.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get it wrong when you said that.
Cardiff. Wow.
J is for Jonas. Which Dutch side did Albion buy Jonas Olsen from?
I'm not even sure I can properly pronounce it. Was it Nijmegen?
Not only are you wrong, but you managed to say something you really said. It wasn't. It was NEC.
I think that's them. I think it actually is them. NEC. I think that's the full. You've got to take NEC. Okay, fine.
We'll see, mate. We can come back.
I think that's very, very debatable.
Which Northeastern R was signed by Ron Atkinson?
Oh wow! But Northeastern. So can you? Not just Northeast person.
Yeah, I think so.
Brian Robson, right?
Yeah, well, I would have guessed it's Brian Robson. You have to let us know, Ricky, if that's right, but I would guess it's Brian Robson.
That was a trick question.
L is for a training ground collision with which teammate was the beginning of the end of Michael Appleton's career?
Oh, wow.
It's an L.
I'm thinking it might have been another injury-prone player, wasn't it? Was it Lee Marshall?
It was not Lee Marshall. Oh, it was not okay. A bad try. It was Des Little.
Des Little, right. Okay, I was going by forename.
So N, we're on to M. M is for Marsh. Of whom was Rodney Marsh talking when he said that an Albion signing was like putting lipstick on a pig?
Oh, God, wow. Again, we're talking about the same era, aren't we? 15,
yeah, you were a young man at this stage.
I was
stage.
A young man. I was barely a toddler. It's another stab in the dark, unfortunately. I'm going to go with Ronnie Warwick.
You know, it's not right, but it's in the right area. It was Sean Gregan.
Sean Gregan, right.
Okay. N is for Nicola. This one's a bit easier. Who were the Albion playing on the day of Anelka's only two league goals? Other things happened that
Nicholas
day.
Nicholas Quinalka. It was West Ham.
Was indeed West Ham.
At the bowling ground, RIP.
Oh, I've got a few easy ones here. O is for Oliver. Which German side did we sign Oliver Burke from?
That was from the German branch of the Red Bull conglomerate.
That's right.
It was Leipzig.
It was indeed Leipzig. So you're doing very well. P is for Potter. Yep. Graham Potter is famously turning into a useful manager, but at which Swedish club?
Oh, wow. They're playing Arsenal, aren't they? They're playing Arsenal in the Europa League.
Is that right?
Is it Östersunds? Östersunds?
It is Östersunds.
Not sure you pronounce
you
it.
You are very much identifying yourself as the football expert of this podcast. I, of course, am the looks.
It's one of them. You're the nut.
Q is for Quinn. Now, this one gets you back because you weren't even born when James Quinn played for the Albion. You were even less born when he started his career. So I asked the question.
James Quinn. Wow.
With which Midland side did he start his career? I think this one was going to have to be a guess.
That is a guess, unfortunately. I'm going to just... Coventry City.
No bad guy, but Birmingham City.
Oh, was it really?
R is for Roy. Other things that happened when you weren't born.
Roy.
Name the two Italian sides Roy Hodgson has managed, half a point for each.
Right, so Inter Milan?
Yep.
Half a mark, I might have to take that.
Name an Italian team.
Napoli.
Not bad. Udinese.
Udinese.
S is for Salomon.
Yep.
Salomon Rondon scored his first goal in the Premier League in a 1-0 victory against who?
It's against Stoke City.
That is correct. And T is for Teixeira. From which Portuguese side did Albion sign Felipe Teixeira? And I'm going to give you a choice of three.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm ready.
Academia, Nacional, or Vazim?
That was wonderfully accentuated. I'm going to go with A.
Academia.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to come clean here. I wrote this question, so I can't actually remember the answer, but I think it's Nacional. We'll check this out and get back to you.
You let me down there.
U is for Udizi. Which Greek team loaned us Ife Udizi?
They
should hang their heads in shame.
Yeah, penalties. The guy that Gary Megson famously hung out to dry.
Yeah.
Was it Panathinaikos?
It's a good try. It was PAOK. Carl Jones is coming out.
He was not okay.
Carl Jones is admitting that he would have fouled this quiz. Carl, so would I.
But, and he wrote it.
Yeah, but get involved and listen to our podcast. V is for Valero. Who did Borja Valero leave West Brom for?
Or who did he leave permanently? For? Right. Oh God, didn't he left permanently about 5 years after signing? Didn't he?
There does seem to be some degree of confusion about this.
Do we still own him? Probably. Wow, I'm trying to think where he went, to Italy or to Spain. He's now in Italy, obviously. Got him from Mallorca. Bit of a guess, I'm afraid.
Yep.
Was it Villarreal?
It was Villarreal. That was a
back
tough
track,
question. Because he did end up in Italy.
Yeah.
I think we loaned him back to Mallorca. But
then he got in the Spain national team, and he's just forever been the one that you just wonder what would have happened if he'd have signed 3 or 4 years later.
I think you know I hate giving you credit, but you do very well here. W is for Wolves. Who scored Wolves' consolation goal in the 5-1 hammering of 2012?
Wow. God. You have to remind yourself they actually scored that day, don't you?
Yeah. Or indeed, they are a football team.
I don't think he would quite make the grade in the current Wolves team, but it was Stephen Fletcher.
It was Stephen Fletcher. I've made these too easy.
Mm.
X is a difficult one to do, so I'll go for X is for X-ray. Who is Albion's director of performance? Who oversees medicals? See what I did there?
Director of performance.
Yep.
Is that kind of like Club doctor.
He was club doctor at Chelsea.
Fitness guru.
Yeah, he's a smart man.
Mark Gillette, isn't it?
It is Mark Gillette.
Yeah.
Well done again, Andy. You were right with saying Fletcher, of course.
Steve.
Why is for Young Gun? Who's right. Albion's youngest Premier
League player?
We've
had this conversation already. I'm trying to think. I'm not 100% convinced it's Jonathan Lico, but I'm also trying to think of who else it could be if it wasn't him. Because he was playing when he was, what was he? Was he 16?
Yeah.
But I think there might have been a 16-year-old before him. Even maybe... Ah, it's coming to me. It's Izzy Brown, isn't it?
It is Izzy Brown.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. So Zed is for Zhang. Which German side did Chinese striker Zhang Yuning go on loan to?
Oh, wow. Got two. I'm not sure which one it is.
Go on.
I think it's either Werder Bremen or Wolfsburg. They're both playing green. They both start with W.
They do. It is one of them.
I'm going to go Werder Bremen.
It is Werder Bremen. Joseph Chapman. You are an Albion fan who knows quite a bit about Albion, and I say that as an Albion fan who knows almost entirely nothing about Albion. So that's it from us on our special Christmas edition of Woodman Corner. Thank you again for joining us, and we wish all of our listeners a Merry Christmas, don't we, Joe?
We do indeed, yeah. Glad tidings.
Absolutely. We'll be probably coming back more often across the January transfer window, hopefully as players are coming in and out and more speculation comes along. But thanks for joining us, as I say every week. If you think we're rubbish, come and let us know why. If you think we're good, let some other people know. All the best. Merry Christmas.